generosity, this thing continues to keep going?
I mean, it's very hard to put it into words. I mean, to get a call a little bit ago from Amy Adams Strunk from the Titans and to see them pledge $1 million, I mean, that's remarkable from a team in our division, one of our rivals, willing to go above and beyond football, go above and beyond anything, and donate $1 million. It's incredible, and it just speaks to humanity. It speaks to the good in people. So I can't say thank you enough to the Titans organization and everybody over there and Ms. Strunk. But then also everybody that's donating $5, $10, everybody who's donating whatever they can. I realize that, you know, money's not easy to come by. And so whatever people are donating, however generous they're being, it's unbelievable. We started out trying to raise $200,000 for this, and we're over $3.25 million. I have no clue where it's going to go from here. Pretty soon here, we got the goal set at $4 million now. Pretty soon, I'm sure it'll raise up to $5 million. I don't know what we can do, but it's spectacular to watch. I mean, you have celebrities reaching out. You have Drake, you have Kevin Hart, you have The Rock, you have all these people from all over the world reaching out and donating money. All these organizations, American Family, Guinness, people donating hundreds of thousands of dollars. All I can say is that as the person collecting it, I can just promise you I'm doing everything that I can to make sure that this money is going directly back to the people. I'm working very hard at that. I have a great group of people helping me, and I'm just going to do everything that I can to make sure that your money goes where it needs to go to make sure that these people are getting the help they need.
What did you think when Chris Paul stepped in early on and donated $50,000?
Yeah, I mean, he was one of the early ones in. He called me right away and said he wanted to be in. And that just helps. I mean, to get the big name people who are willing to go out there and put their money out there, it also helps get the awareness, raise the awareness. So it was really special of him to do that. And everybody that's involved, my teammates are putting their money in. I got players from other teams putting money in, celebrities, musicians. I mean, everybody. It's not just the money. It's the retweeting. It's the reposting. It's people talking about it. I mean, it's so special to see. And I can't thank everybody enough. All I can say on behalf of the city of Houston is thank you, because we're going to do so much good with this money. We're going to help so many people. We're going to help them get back on their feet. We're going to do whatever we can. Like I said, I'm going to try and make this money go as long as it possibly can to help these people. What we're trying to do right now is I'm setting up, nothing's set in stone, so I don't want any of this to be set in stone, but what I'm trying to do right now is I'm setting up, because I want this to go directly back to the people, I'm setting up basically trying to get semi-truckfuls of water, food, clothing, cleaning supplies, so that hopefully the goal is this weekend, once the floods are down and once we get back to Houston, we drive those semi-trucks up to a few locations throughout the city and we start handing it out. And that's the tentative plan at the moment. It's obviously very taxing logistically, but I have a great group of people helping me out. My mom is leading it. She's superwoman. Amy and the Texans have been unbelievable in helping me out. But that's what we're working on right now, is filling these trucks up, getting them down to Houston, and then distributing the goods, because I want this stuff, like I said, to go directly to the people, not to any administrative fees, not anywhere else. Your money's going to go right to the people.
And Texans players directly distributing
them. Yes, Texans. My teammates have already put in money. I know that some of them are going to come out there and help us this weekend. Obviously, there's going to be volunteers. There's so many volunteers already willing to help out. We just need to make sure we coordinate it properly, but yeah, the city of Houston is very resilient. The people of this country, people of this world. I mean, we're getting donations from all around the world. So I can't say thank you enough. It's so special to see what happens when humans help other humans.
JJ, what do you think of the decision to play the game Thursday? And do you think that could be a nice distraction, not only for your teammates, but also for the people in Houston?
No, I don't think that. I think the only good thing that can possibly come out of a game on Thursday would be a massive fundraiser. That's about the best case scenario that could come from a game on Thursday, is if it raised multi-millions of dollars. Other than that, I don't see it being, this is bigger than football. It's bigger than a game. It's bigger than any of us. So we need to make sure that we're thinking about these victims in the city of Houston before anything else.
JJ, what would it make?
I'm hoping so. I don't know. That's well above my pay grade over there at the NFL.
JJ, what does it mean if you guys, when you guys play the Jaguars, what will that mean to the healing process, that game next week?
Oh, I mean, it's a long ways away. The one thing I know about this season is that if like I've said the whole time, football is secondary in this conversation. This is so much bigger than football. But during this season, if for 3 hours every Sunday we can take people's minds off of what's happening and we can put a smile on their face, we're going to do that. And we're going to play as hard as we possibly can to make these people proud. And then, obviously, the rest of the time we're going to do whatever we can to make sure that we help them rebuild.
What do you think about Bill dedicating the season to the fans?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's – we're going to do whatever we possibly can to make sure that our fans in the city of Houston is in the – highest spirits we possibly can. Thank you, guys.